Global expansion. With globalization strategies, the organization is expanding its geographical market rather than changing its essential business focus. A global strategy can do the following. Provide access to new customers. This is attractive to organizations that face saturated demand in their home market, for example, from imitators. Lower costs and improve competitive position. Competitive advantage can come from economies of scale. Volume lowers per unit cost. Economies of scope. Synergies such as lower transportation costs due to an extensive network providing close proximity to suppliers/customers, lower labor costs, or better access to capabilities/technology. Be a response to negative conditions in the home country. For example, the global strategy may be used to avoid government regulations or trade barriers, or skilled workers may be scarce in the home country. Profit sanctuaries or beachheads. Globalization itself creates new competencies, capabilities, and allies. One example of a globalization competency is the ability to determine which foreign markets are most likely to become profit sanctuaries. This occurs when an organization expands into a foreign market and enjoys a strong and protected competitive position. This then supports competitive activities in the organization's domestic and foreign markets, such as price cuts. Pharmaceutical organizations have used profit sanctuaries. When regulations and market size restricted growth in Europe, many companies entered the U.S. market, where they earned considerably more profit. These profits were directed into product and market development. However, some organizations defy this conventional wisdom. For example, when Haier sought to expand into new markets, it chose to target the markets it described as difficult first, using unfilled market niches in these developed markets as a beachhead of sorts. Starting in the U.S., it won partnerships with big box stores and established its own industrial park and distribution center there. Once it had a foothold, it focused on local market design, production, and marketing of mainstream products. This provided the organization with a high degree of global competency, which it then leveraged in new markets. International strategies. International strategies can be global, transnational, or multi-domestic. Each is nuanced by the way the global organization structures the relationships between the headquarters or home country and the host countries. Exhibit 1-18 maps these orientations against global integration, degree of standardization and integration, and local responsiveness, degree of division independence to match local tastes. Note that a domestic strategy is also shown. It is often the starting point for globalization. Exhibit 1-18. International strategy orientations, global/multinational strategy. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines a global or multinational strategy as a strategy to outcompete rivals that focuses on opportunities to achieve cross-business and cross-country coordination, thereby enabling economies of scope and an improved competitive position with regard to reducing costs, cross-country subsidization, and so on. C. Global strategy. A think global, act global organization is highly standardized in that it relies on the same products, with minor customizations, sold under the same names using the same business strategy. The organization trades the ability to adapt to local markets for global brand strength. An organization pursuing a global strategy will benefit from the transfer and sharing of capabilities across borders for economies of scale and/or local proximity. A global strategy needs centralized decision-making, leaders with global perspectives, cultural sensitivity, and expertise in integration. Transnational strategy. A transnational or think global, act local strategy aims at achieving some degree of both standardization and local responsiveness. This may be appropriate for an organization whose products and services will be more competitive in local markets if they appeal to local needs with cost-effective customization, for example, postponement. Multi-domestic/multi-country strategy. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines a multi-domestic or multi-country strategy as a strategy in which each country market is self-contained. Customers have unique product expectations that are addressed by local production capabilities. SIN. Multi-domestic strategy. A think local, act local strategy is highly decentralized. All divisions operate independently and products vary from one market to the next. The organization is responsive to local conditions and needs for its products/services and marketing, and can quickly react to emerging threats and opportunities. It does not, however, promote local to global innovation, organizational learning, and competencies. use the increased customer base for economies of scale or brand recognition.